This is the Retirement Roadmap Show with David Nagy from SRS Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Roadmap Show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Roadmap Show with David Nagy.
Hello there, and welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Show. I'm your host, David Nagy, and in the studio today, we have Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing today, my friend?
Oh, David, I am so good. You know, we were talking before the show about your new theme song and your new title. We're going to call David the pilot of the airwaves from now on. His show's getting so popular.
I like it.
Pilot of the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
That bass voice.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie. One hit wonder.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day.
Now you will. Yeah, it's an earworm.
Dancing around, yeah. Singing it.
It's an earworm. Well, David, I am doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing very well. The weather here has been nuts. Last weekend, it was 92 degrees.
Yep.
And now it's 60 degrees. And we had rain this morning. It's just been all over the map.
Huh. We've had no rain in over a week, and it's been at least sunny and 75 every day. It got up to 86 the other day, or 90, and it was so warm here. I mean, we've had like July or August weather here in Minnesota. So it's been crazy nice. Today it's just beautiful. It's sunny, not a cloud in the sky, and it's maybe highs of 74, 75.
Well, perfect. That's lovely. I'm going to come visit you.
Yeah, you got to come hang out. Of course, by the time you get here, you'll probably bring some rain with you or something, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you might want to stay put. The warm weather's probably headed your way.
Yes. This is very unusual for us.
Oh, yeah. You guys usually have the good weather. We're getting your weather right now. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, David. I know you personally did that for us.
Yes.
David, when it comes to finances and retirement planning, I know you've seen and heard it all, but when people first come to you, they want to talk about, you know, can I retire now? Am I going to need to wait? How much money am I going to need? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost weekly that I hear that. People are scared. You know, it's easy to grow your assets when you're young. You have time on your side. You know, if you're dollar cost averaging into a retirement plan, market volatility is actually really good for young people because you get the dips and you're buying at a discount. You know, I always tell people, I've got some great advice. Buy low, sell high.
Yeah. That's the best advice. Yeah.
But it's a lot harder than you think.
Easier said than done.
It is. And when you're young, you got time on your side. But, you know, most of my clients, they'll come to one of my workshops or they'll read my book or they'll hear our talk show. And, you know, they're getting close to retirement.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest concerns is, can I afford to retire? Am I going to run out of money? And so, you know, this is a very hot topic for a lot of people. And, you know, it looks very different today for people, you know, than it did just a few years ago as we head into retirement. We've got a lot more volatility. You know, there's potential changes in the tax law. Cost of living has gone up substantially. You know, so the traditional idea of retiring at 65 is it's starting to feel more like a suggestion than a rule, right?
Right. Well, yeah. And let's not forget people are living longer than ever before. Yes. I mean, you know what I always say, David, I've said it before. The good news is people are living longer. The bad news is people are living longer.
Yep.
So,
Right. And, you know, I've been saying this for years when in my workshops, telling people you've got a plan longer than you think you're going to live. And a few years ago, the Wall Street Journal actually did an article on this. And there's a lot of research out there now that shows you know, if you're healthy, if you exercise, if you eat right, you don't smoke, it's likely you're going to make it into your late 90s or late 80s, early 90s. And so, you know, we really got to rethink what that timeline looks like, especially if you're going to retire early and you're in good health. You know, we want to make sure that we've got a good plan and that the nest egg doesn't get bled dry too early.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have to have a plan in place. You have to be working with a financial professional so you can combat that, because since people are living longer, it means your money has to last longer. So let's talk about the pros and cons of retiring now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, let's talk about, if you want to retire now. So you're tired of working, you don't want to deal with your boss, you know, you just want to go and enjoy life. And you know, the biggest advantage is time, right? You've got more time for travel, for hobbies, for family, you know, you name it. You know, I always say you can't buy more time, and you're young, you're healthy, you know, you're in your, what I call go-go years. So, you know, I think for people that want to retire early, you know, as long as we've got the money there, I think, you know, it's a good idea for people that want to travel, that want to do things and enjoy life while they can.
Yeah. My grandfather always told me, my grandpa Bob, growing up on the farm out there, the Shore Farm, he always told me, he goes, Tony, there's two things that you can never make more of: time and farmland. That's why farmland always goes up, because they're not going to make the rich farmland in the plains of the Midwest, in Iowa and southern Minnesota. They can't. It's not infinite. It's finite. So they can't make more of it. So it's always going to increase in value, and you can't make more time either.
No.
So he said those are the two tricks of farming. You can't make more farmland and you can't make time.
No. And, you know, and on the flip side of that, right, like, okay, so we retire early, but now you've got some real financial risk there. You know, retiring early means you're probably going to draw from your savings for a much longer period of time.
Right.
You know, and you've got to bridge the gap. And for those people, that's what we do here every day. I help people create a retirement plan so that they can live. You know, basically what we do is create security so they don't have to worry. So for those of you out there that would like some help, call my office, 619-460-9433. Go to our website, srswealthmanagement.com. You can schedule an appointment. You can see some of the things that we do for other people, you know, because you really have to make sure that we plan for taxes, for Medicare, health insurance, long-term care costs, taxes, inflation. These are all things that we have to put a plan together for.
Well, and especially, it is true, the overall plan and the necessity for everyone out there, regardless of when they retire, those are important things. But David, the point you were making, if people retire early, before their full retirement age or before 65, especially, you're going to have to bridge that gap. Healthcare can be a massive expense, and healthcare insurance. And how are you going to bridge the gap? Oh, I want to retire early. I'm going to retire at 60 or 62. Right. Yep. Let's say I'm going to retire at 60. I have to come up with money to pay full cost medical insurance, healthcare insurance, until 65, until Medicare comes in. And people don't realize their companies they work for, if they're getting insurance through an employer, that employer is probably covering at least half of the cost.
Yeah. If
so
not
just
more.
Think about what you're paying and double it at least. That's what it might cost you. Luckily, there, you know, the Affordable Care Act might help, but it depends on your financial situation. So you've got to take that into account. And, you know, Social Security, if you take it early, your benefits can be reduced. You can't take it before 62. So you're not going to have Social Security income. And even if you turn 62, if you take it, if you don't wait until 67, your full retirement age for most people, it's going to be greatly reduced. So you have to factor in these things when you're considering retiring early.
Absolutely.
Right?
And, you know, that's a lot of advisors call themselves holistic planners, you know, but really at the end of the day, they're not. They just say that to try to get people to come in. And we actually have a team here that does benefits. And so we are experts in health insurance as well. And so we literally will help clients find affordable health insurance, make sure they have their doctors, their medication covered. There's so many things to think about when you're looking at getting health insurance, not just, do I have health insurance? What are your deductibles? What are your copays? You know, are you going to be able to see your doctors, your specialists? And so we're able to do that for our clients. So again, for those of you that want us to help look at that situation, help you figure out the cost, call the office 619-460-9433, and we'll help you look at all that.
Well, yeah, and that's key right there. And Social Security is such a big part of this too, isn't it, David? I mean, just to go back to that for a minute, I mean, the difference between filing at 62 versus waiting until 70, what's the difference there? It's huge.
Oh, it can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars if you do it incorrectly.
Okay.
And, you know, I always say everybody's different. And we have an 18-page report that we run for our clients. We'll show you exactly how much you get at 62, what you're giving up, what you're going to get at full retirement. And for most people today, that's 67. And what if you file at 70? And then we help clients make the decision based on their situation, because sometimes it makes sense to take it early. Other times it makes sense to do it at full retirement. And for some people, it's better to wait, and everyone's different. So when you come in, we're going to do an 18-page report. And then here's the other thing. You got to make sure that we plan for when one of you passes away.
Yeah.
Because for some people, if they don't do it correctly and a spouse dies, they're losing a lot of benefit. And we have to make sure that we understand the whole picture and how it fits into your whole retirement plan, not just one piece of it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think you made a great point there. Now, that's the pros and cons. We talked a bit about of the pros and cons of retiring now or early for some people. What about the pros and cons of retiring later?
Well, you know, I mean, the pro there is you're putting more money into your retirement, so you've probably got a bigger nest egg. We're likely not taking Social Security till later. So again, you've got more Social Security income, more there for when you pass away for your spouse. So there's a lot of pros to waiting. And for a lot of people, waiting a few more years can have a massive impact.
Yeah, it is. There are so many things that can impact your future and derail a retirement. You have to have a plan, whether you're planning on retiring tomorrow or in 10 years, right?
Yep.
It helps to have a plan. The sooner the better, especially if you're within 5 years, if you're not already working with a financial professional like yourself. You know, I think a lot of people out there too, if their health is strong, and they've been working hard for 30 or 40 years, maybe you want to enjoy that retirement while you're still feeling good, right?
Well, and there's a lot of research out there now, Tony, that they're actually telling people now, you got to start working with an advisor 10 years out.
Right.
To make sure that your plan is ready to go when you pull the trigger. And that's one of the things that I hear on a regular basis. People come in, we build a plan. They're so thankful. They're so relieved because now we have a plan. And what I hear all the time is, Dave, I wish I would have done this 5 years ago.
Yep.
I wish I would have been to your workshop 10 years ago. And so I don't think, you know, really, if you're 50 years old and you want to retire at 60, come into the office, call us, get on my calendar. Let's start planning now. So call us at 619-460-9433. Get on my calendar. There's no cost, no obligation. I will give you all of our reports, all of my recommendations. And then if you want us to help, we're absolutely happy to do that.
Yeah, I think that's great, too, because obviously this is hugely important. I know it's a balancing act for a lot of people out there, David. Yeah. I guess the real question is, how do you know which choice is right for you? Should I retire now? Should I retire in a year? Should I retire in 5 years?
Yeah.
How do you help people determine that?
Well, you know, we sit down that first meeting. We're going to really understand where you are now. So, you know, point A is where you are now. And point B is where we're trying to get you to, right? So we need to understand, how are we going to get from point A to point B? We have to factor in taxes, inflation, risk, you know, long-term care, what are your income needs? Mm-hmm. How much liquidity do we need? Once my team and I understand your situation, we can then recommend the appropriate strategies that are going to best fit your needs and your family. You know, and then you have to think about, you know, if you wait too long to retire, one of the things that happens is maybe you're too sick to enjoy it. Maybe you're going to miss out on those good years that you had your health, you had your energy. And I have a lot of clients, I've seen them wait, they wait too long, and now they're not physically able to do those things they wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that's a great point you make. You don't want to wait too long. And I think maybe, you know, I know you have questions, you know, there are a lot of questions people can ask themselves in these instances.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you want your retirement to look like, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Can it support you for 20 to 30 years?
Right.
You know, have you factored in inflation, cost of living? A lot of people, when they, you know, I love these engineers that come in. I really enjoy engineers, but they use these unrealistic rates of return, like 6, 7, 8%. And they're using an average rate of return. But what they don't realize is sequence of returns can really derail your retirement plans.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we've got to make sure we look at all the different possibilities. You know, do you have that right income strategy in place?
Yeah.
Are you prepared for healthcare? And we have another team member. All she does is Medicare and Medicare supplements. And oh my goodness, is she amazing. She will sit down with our clients, again, at no cost, look at what they're doing now, what their medications are, make sure that they have the right plan so that they're not paying all these drug costs and all these things they didn't plan for.
Yeah. Well, and I think you make a great point. Again, it's not just about finances either. What do you want your retirement to look like?
I think that's the most important question.
I'm going to travel the world. Well, then you have to incorporate that into your plan. Or,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to golf every single day. Okay. Is that realistic? What is that going to look like? So I think that's important. And that's what you do with your clients, right?
I think that's so important to really map out and to think about what is it going to look like? Because I have some clients, they literally don't go anywhere. They don't do anything.
Sure.
They just enjoy gardening. That's a much different plan than the people that want to travel the world, that want to go spend a month with the grandkids, want to buy a boat, want to buy an RV. You know, it's really not a one size fits all. And every path is very different. And we have to have a plan for that.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's the synopsis here? What if our listeners are out there saying, well, I'm not sure what to do. I have questions. I want to know where I'm at or when I can retire. How can you help them with that? Or how can they get the help they need with that?
Well, again, you know, it's important to get on my calendar. Call the office, 619-460-9433. Go to our website, srswealthmanagement.com. I have been in the financial service industry for over 35 years. I just wrote my second book, will be published this year. You get a copy of my free book when you come in. We're going to sit down. We're going to ask a lot of questions. You know, what does your journey look like? When are you going to retire? How long do we need to plan for? What happens when one of you dies? What happens if we need long-term care? We want to plan for inflation, for taxes, for sequence of returns. We want to make sure, I always tell people, I under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
We want to build a plan using a conservative rate of return that we know we can achieve so that you can go out and enjoy your retirement and not worry, because really, isn't that what retirement should be about?
Exactly.
Going out and enjoying it, not worrying, so that you can have the best retirement ever.
All right. Well, and, you know, don't wait until it's too late. The best time to plan is now. Well, the best time was 20 years ago, probably. And the second best time is today or right now. It's never too late and it's never too soon either. So get it done. And David, I know you love to hear from our listeners out there. So I encourage them to give you a call. What's that phone number and web address one more time before we go?
619-460-9433 or srswealthmanagement.com. And you know, Tony, I always say everyone has a plan, because failure to plan is a plan, but it's a plan to fail.
There you go. Well, I think that's great advice, wisdom from David Nagy today. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. That does it for today's episode of the Retirement Roadmap Show. Keep planning, keep dreaming, and keep living your best life. Right, David?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony. It was great to see you. I hope you have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for the Retirement Roadmap Show. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact David Nagy at SRS Wealth Management at 619-460-9433 or visit SuccessfulRetirementSolutions.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of the Retirement Roadmap Show.
Advisory services are offered by Successful Retirement Solutions, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through Successful Solutions, LLC, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.